So my suggestion would be that we meditate a little bit together, and I will be presenting that in relation to the breath, but you can also relate it to other practices you are accustomed to doing. The whole question is being with that knowing part of the mind. And then when the time comes in about, let us say, 15 minutes, to do walking meditation, other things, to continue that inward awareness of the knowing quality of the mind, to be with consciousness, whether it's eye consciousness, ear consciousness, mind consciousness, to always have this turning inwards and that resting in the knowing quality of the mind. We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest on the body just as the body rests on the cushion. And without losing this whole body awareness, we become aware of the process of breathing, again as something integral part of whole body awareness, not an exclusive focus. And along with that alternation of in-breathing and out-breathing, we know the mind, experiencing the mind, that which knows the body, that which knows the breath. And anything that happens, sounds, bodily sensations, and distractions, as soon as we notice, turning inward to that which knows, to consciousness, the flow of consciousness. That knowing quality is already there. Nothing we really have to do. Just relax and recognize. And then abide in it. Dwell in it. Be with it. With that passive, receptive, knowing quality of the mind. Which is always there in all our experiences. But normally we don't notice because of that whole overlay of mental activities to which we normally pay attention. All it requires is a gentle, soft turning backwards or inwards, letting go. Allowing the mind to unwind and rest in itself. And we have the support of whole body awareness and the breathing. to keep pointing us back to the here and now, to the knowing of the here and now. The mind is clear, open, soft, receptive, and not involved. Sooner or later, mind gets distracted. When we recognize, smilingly recognize, no negativity, no aversion. In that very moment of recognition, we can turn inward and be again with the knowing part of the mind. Resting in it, abiding in it, savoring, flavoring the tranquility, the peacefulness of letting go of mental activity and being just with that which knows. And when I ring the bell in another minute, we again allow the sound of the bell to carry us inside to it which knows. And with the continuity of this turning inward, we do whatever we wish to do. Continue sitting, go for a walk, bathroom. Whatever it is that we wish to do, and continuously turning inwards or backwards, whatever works better for you as an idea, to connect with that knowing quality of the mind, to direct attention not to name and form, but to consciousness, the flow of consciousness. And after about 30 minutes, we will meet again here in the hall.